Turn to the Bibles, please, for our second reading, which is in Joshua chapter 8. Joshua chapter 8, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into thy hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land. And thou shalt do to Ai and her king, as thou didst unto Jericho and her king. Only the spoil thereof, and the cattle thereof, shall ye take for a prey unto yourselves. Lay thee in ambush for the city behind it. So Joshua arose, and all the people of war, to go up against Ai. And Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor, and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, Behold, ye shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. And I and all the people that are with me will approach unto the city, and it shall come to pass, when they come out against us as at the first, that we will flee before them, for they will come out after us, till we have drawn them from the city, for they will say, They flee before us as at the first, therefore we will flee before them. Then ye shall rise up from the ambush and seize upon the city, for the Lord your God will deliver it into your hand. And it shall be, when ye have taken the city, that ye shall set the city on fire, according to the commandment of the Lord shall ye do. See, I have commanded you. Joshua therefore sent them forth, and they went to lie in ambush, and abode between Bethel and Ai on the west side of Ai, but Joshua lodged that night among the people. And Joshua rose up early in the morning and numbered the people and went up, he and the elders of Israel, before the people to Ai. And all the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew nigh and came before the city and pitched on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai. And he took about 5,000 men and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. And when they had set the people, even all the host that was on the north of the city, and their liers in wait on the west of the city, Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. And it came to pass, when the king of Ai saw it, that they hasted and rose up early. And the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people, at a time appointed before the plain. But he wist not that there were liers in ambush against him behind the city. And Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them and fled by the way of the wilderness. And all the people that were in Ai were called together to pursue after them. And they pursued after Joshua and were drawn away from the city. And there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that went not out after Israel. And they left the city open and pursued after Israel. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Stretch out the spear that is in thine hand toward Ai, for I will give it unto thine hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city, and the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand, and they entered into the city and took it, and hasted and set the city on fire. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up to heaven. And they had no power to flee this way or that way. And the people that fled to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers. And when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city, and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. And the other issued out of the city against them. So they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side. And they smote them so that they let none of them remain or escape. And the king of Ai they took alive and brought him to Joshua. And it came to pass, when Israel had made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the wilderness wherein they chased them, and when they were all fallen on the edge of the sword until they were consumed, then all the Israelites returned unto Ai and smote it with the edge of the sword. And so it was that all that fell in that day, or that day, both of men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. For Joshua drew not his hand back, wherewith he stretched out the spear, until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Only the cattle and the spoil of that city Israel took for a prey unto themselves, according unto the word of the Lord which he commanded Joshua. And Joshua burnt Ai, and made it an heap forever, even a desolation unto this day. And the king of Ai he hanged on a tree until eventide. And as soon as the sun was down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate of the city and raise thereon a great heap of stones that remaineth unto this day. Then Joshua built an altar unto the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal, as Moses the servant of the Lord commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones, over which no man hath lift up any iron. And they offered thereon burnt offerings unto the Lord, and sacrificed peace offerings. And he wrote there upon the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. And all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side the ark, and on that side before the priests, the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well the stranger as he that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim, and half of them over against Mount Ebal, as Moses the servant of the Lord had commanded before, that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterward he read all the words of the law, the blessings and the cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were conversant among them. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. So we have round two with Ai, this time without the sin of Achan burdening the nation. And so what do we have here? We have indeed everything goes according to expectation, and Ai is put to the sword. Remember that Ai was one of those cities of the Canaanites, and so there were not to be any captives taken. These were those seven nations of the Canaanites that dwelt in the land of Canaan that were usurpers. And if you remember all the way back to our reading in the book of Genesis, you remember that the Lord had ceded all of that land that is now called the land of Canaan, or what we call now, what some people call the Holy Land. I don't know why they call it that, but they do. The Jordan Valley to the east and to the west of the Jordan Valley, to the west of the Jordan Valley, to the Mediterranean Sea, to the east of the Jordan Valley, to the Euphrates River, all the way north to Armenia, and all the way south to the desert of the Sinai Peninsula. That land was given to the Shemites. The Shemites were displaced by Canaanites. That's how Canaanites came to live in the land. The sons of Ham or Canaan were determined by the Lord to live over to the west in Africa. And so North Africa, Ethiopia, up along that coast there, along the southern Mediterranean Sea, the southeastern Mediterranean Sea, the River Nile, that area, that was where the Canaanites were supposed to live. But we find them now, at the close of the book of Genesis, we find that they have migrated into the land that God gave to Shem. So they were idolatrous usurpers on the land of the covenant people. And we have the promises that God made to Abraham, which are simply a reiteration of what God had done at the Table of Nations in Genesis chapter 10 when he gives that land to the Shemites. And so now in covenant promise, God promises that land to Abraham. And because they are idolatrous usurpers upon that land, the Lord has said, do not take them captive. Do not bring them into your nation. Do not worship with them. Don't learn their ways, because they will turn you aside. And in every instance in the tribes of Israel, where they did not do what they were supposed to do with the Canaanites, but instead decided they would be tolerant and cohabitate with them, they ended up taking on their worship forms and following after them and becoming idolaters themselves. So before we're a little bit too hard on the Lord here for demanding the slaying of every one of the inhabitants of Ai, let us remember that soul murder is a deeper cut than physical murder. Let's remember that. So then, in round two of going to Ai, we have a really interesting military strategy, don't we? For those of you that have studied military strategy, we understand what Joshua does here is he divides his force. He takes a smaller force and makes it the visible force out in front of the city. And then he takes, notice that in the last chapter before, we heard, about 3,000 will be enough, just a few thousand. Well, here we have 5,000 out front. And so it appears to the men of Ai that, they have fortified their force. They had 3,000 before, we kicked their tails. Now they come with 5,000, let's go do the same. But they don't know that there are 30,000, six times that, waiting over in a hidden portion because of the contours of the land behind the city. The men of Ai seem to be poor scouts. They didn't understand the size of the force that they were up against. If we remember, when they came out of Egypt, there were 650,000 fighting men, or 665,000 fighting men, plus women and children, and we anticipate that there's not one whit less here at this time either. So there are at least there are hundreds of thousands. They've taken 30,000. Ai, its total population is about 12,000. And so they have more than enough force here. But we remember also, don't we, children, you remember this from our study together today in Bible story time, that the battle is not to the numerous. The battle is to those whom the Lord favors. And so now they go forth in obedience without the sin of Achan hanging like an albatross about their neck. And so they go, and Joshua's plan is executed perfectly. Well, it is the Lord's plan, as he taught Joshua how to make war. And so the 5,000 go out front. The men of Ai come out to them thinking this will be round two and we'll win again. Meanwhile, as Joshua flees before them and all of the Aiites come pouring out of the city and chasing Joshua and the 5,000 Israelites far enough away from the city that the 30,000 then can invade the city and interpose themselves between the city and the army of Ai. So then the forces of Ai recognize that they are in a dire strait. They don't just lay down their swords, it appears, but it does appear that they lose the battle. And then they turn their attention on the city, and they do exactly what the Lord told them with the city this time. That is, that they kill all of the inhabitants, and they take all of the animals as spoil. So they increase their flocks and their herds, but they raise a great heap of stones over the body of the king of Ai, and also over the inhabitants of the land there, and they bring the city down to rubble, right? The inhabitants of the city then are buried in the rubble of the city as they burn it with fire. A conflagration like that will indeed bring stone buildings down. The mortar that they used would pop and explode. The rocks that they used were not heat-tempered rocks, and so having water, residual water in them, that water would boil, cause those rocks to break. In other words, it would bring down stone structures as well, the firewood. So we have then victory based on the instruction and obedience of the people. And of course, this is a picture in the book of Joshua, is it not? that when Joshua and his army go forth according to the commandment of God, well, they find themselves successful. And when they go forth in disobedience, well, that's the time that they find themselves fleeing before their enemy. All right, so then we come to the end of the chapter. And at the final section of the chapter, we have Ebal and Gerizim. And notice how swiftly that Joshua determines that they're going to do what they had been commanded to do at Ebal and Gerizim. Okay, so for those of you who have forgotten, Ebal and Gerizim are at the beginning, very close to their entrance into the land of Canaan. And it's a valley through which they were commanded to pass. And what they were commanded to do is the Levites, half of the tribes would be up, the elders on half of the tribes, of half the tribes would be up on Mount Gerizim and the other upon Ebal. And upon Gerizim, they were commanded to build an altar to the Lord and to cover it over with a smooth white plaster and then to write the Ten Commandments on that in testimony to what the Lord continued to require of his people. It's up on the top of a mountain. It is a mountain pass, and it is the proclamation of the law. And so it is, in a sense, a kind of Sinai moment for them. They are to recognize the unchanging standards of God, the blessings and the cursings. And so the blessings and the cursings are read, blessings for obedience, cursings for disobedience, and they have just had, at the city of Ai, the blessing and the curse played out before their eyes in rounds 1 and 2. And so Joshua, as soon as they're done with Ai, hustles over in about a 20-mile hike with the people over to this valley between Ebal and Gerizim and does everything that Moses had commanded, because they are entering into the land and the object lesson, the time for it, is ripe, because they have just seen the detriment, the cursings of disobedience, and then followed by the blessings of obedience. And so we have then at that particular point in their history, they are now equipped with the blessings and the cursings, with the information that they need to move into the rest of the land of promise and to do what God has commanded and to enjoy his blessings. Thus ends the reading then of Joshua chapter 8. Let's stand and continue praising God in the singing of psalms.